are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
So I want to talk today about how I ended up writing a number one New York Times. Got to stop saying that because I'm not. I don't want to claim something I'm not. How I became an international best-selling author. All of my books are international bestsellers. So the first thing I did was I decided I was going to do that. Now, this sounds crazy, but you've got to make a decision. In Latin, it's called finis decisio. You've got to make a decision. I'm going to write a book. Now, what holds back most of the people that I know who want to write books? Because when people find out I'm an author, mostly Uber drivers, they all got a book inside them. Everybody does, and I think that's a great thing. And if you want to write it, you should. The thing is, most people don't because they are afraid that they'll get into it. It'll be too hard. They'll get lost. And then they'll be criticized by other people. And let me say that again. That is the number one thing that holds us back from everything, and that is embarrassment. That is our greatest fear. When I teach people on stage, to speak on stage, I'm like, after you work with me, you won't have stage fright. You'll have stage excitement, but you won't have stage fright because you'll know what you're doing. So the first thing you want to do is make a decision. I am going to have this book. I'm going to write a book. What I did was, I put on my vision board, I am a number one best-selling author. Now, notice I didn't say New York Times. Now, why do I want to be more New York Times as well? Now, on the one hand, it's great to be international. That means that my work is really resonating in China and the Czech Republic and Taiwan and Japan and countries all over the world, Brazil. My book has been a really, really big success. And the thing is, I'm here in the United States. And so it would be better, if not better, it would be equally as important to have followers and fans more here in the United States than in China, simply because there's a language barrier. So be specific. If you say you're going to write a book, write a book. Now, here's something else that I always do, and I shouldn't do it, according to my agent, according to my publishers. Once I decide to write a book, I create the cover. And to date, we have never used anything close to any of the covers that I have come up with. But when I create a cover and I go in and you can use Canva, I used to use PowerPoint as my graphics program. And I would go in and put, well, I think the cover should kind of look like this and the font, and da, 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 da. And I would spend hours doing this. Now, you might think that's a waste of time, but then I print that rascal up and put it on my vision board. And that's what I look at. So number one, you got to decide you're going to do this. Stop talking about someday I will and create the cover. That's what's going to inspire you. That's what's going to inspire you. So back when the whole complaint-free thing took off, I was not the first one to say they wanted to write a book about this. Tom Allier, who was working with me at the time, said he was going to write a book about it. And I said, you know what? I think I'm going to write a book about this as well. And then I was talking to an attorney, actually, who worked in the church, and he had written a book. You've never heard of him. His book never sold more than a few hundred copies. But he had done some research, and he said, who's your agent? I said, I don't have an agent. Don't know where to get an agent. So I Googled literary agents, and what came up was the New York Literary Agency. Wow. Sounds big, doesn't it? Sounds bold, doesn't it? Sounds like they are tuned in. So they invited me to submit some of my writing, and I did. And they sent back a note and said, it's good. It's really good. Now, we all thrive on compliments. So that gave me the encouragement I needed. And then they said, send more. So I sent more. And then they said, we need to edit some of this before we can submit it to one of the major publishers. And so we're going to need to edit it down, and that's going to cost about $1,200. Now, you're going to need to pay that. It was a scam, guys. I remember when they first emailed me back, calling Leah and my wife at the time up into my office, and we were literally jumping up and down with excitement that someone was interested in my work. And then a couple of days later, I found out it was a scam. You're going to run into a lot of setbacks along the way if you're serious about writing a book or doing anything. People are going to try and knock you off the path, and people are also going to try and take advantage of your naivete. And that's exactly what happened with me. Luckily, I went away from that. Then I said to myself, who has an agent? And the answer came back, Edwene Gaines. She had written The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity, where I got the idea of going 21 days in a row without complaining. I called Edwene, and in her graciousness, she recommended her agent, even introduced me via email. And her agent and I did not get along at all. We did not see where my book was going, didn't agree. Some the most popular stories in the book, she said, shouldn't be in there, that are now the most popular. And I just felt, again, crushed. I'd gone high, crushed. And then I went and found her high and then crushed. And I said, you know, because we were very soon almost just arguing. And I was like, I can't do this. And I said, do you know anybody you'd recommend? And she recommended Steve Hanselman, who had just gotten fired from HarperCollins in San Francisco. Now, everybody in publishing gets fired. New people come in, they fire everybody. It's like radio, I see. Steve started, I was one of his first clients, and to this day, now he is one of the seventh, he is number seven in ranking in power of agents. And I was one of his favorite, his first, I'll say favorite, one of his first clients, if not his first. So what's the common thread here? Number one, I set an absolute intention. Number two, that I was going to do this rather. Number two, I made it visual for me. I put a picture in front of myself of what the book cover was going to look like to motivate me. And number three, I started taking steps in all kinds of directions, not knowing where I was going to go. I realize now, because I'm going to sign a deal for a major network television show called The Biggest Complainer, that I have no idea how I'm going to do that. I don't have an agent. I've got a story. I've got it written out as a, it's a reality TV show with a big transformation at the end. And I've got it all written out, and it's scaring me to death because I have no idea how to do it. But just like the book, I did it. Now, how did my book become a number one bestseller? I continued every day to tell myself, I'm a number one bestselling author. I'm a number one bestselling author. I am a number one bestselling author. So whatever it is, you need to define yourself as that. If you want to write your book, then I am an author. You need to begin to define yourself that way. In a book I'm reading right now by Russell Brunson, he talks about having an identity. And a friend of his bought a drum set, which I have a nice drum set out in my breakfast area, actually. And he said that the guy made a big change when he stopped saying, I play the drums. And when he said, I am a drummer. What does a drummer do? A drummer practices. What does an author do? They write every day. So here's the other thing. If you want to be an author, your butt's got to be in the chair and you've got to be writing. No matter what it is, there are times when I've started out by saying, I really don't know what to type right now. I am unsure as to what I should be saying. Well, I do know that I want the book to go in this direction, etc. Get started. Two other things I'll recommend for you. If you're really serious about publishing your book, two books you've got to get. Number one, How to Write a Book Proposal. How to write a book proposal. Publishers don't want a book. They want a proposal. They want you to come in and say, these are the ideas that I think, so that they can give you feedback and help shape the book from the beginning. You hand them a book, they're not going to read it. And it also tells you how to get an agent. Number two, the book you want to read is On Writing by Stephen King. On Writing by Stephen King. It's not a book full of do's and don'ts about writing. It's mostly his life and his history and his journey as a writer written by somebody who's the best writer in the world. I don't know if that's fair to say. I would say Khalil Gibran is the greatest writer I've ever seen, but definitely the way he spins a narrative, you can't argue with Stephen King, even from The Green Mile all the way to It. So, Willow Drinkwater affirms that it's the power in decision-making. James Henderson, hey, my good friend from the Florida Speakers Association, so glad to have you here. He's the president of the group, and I'm honored that you would take your time to be with me, James. My good friend Jerome Johnson says, looking forward to playing my guitar when I sing. Awesome. Willow says, my daughter in Germany wrote The Power of Slow, and it sold more copies in China, ironically. Yeah, my books, it's interesting. The first time I went to China, they came to pick me up at the airport, and I got off, and everybody was like pointing. And I said to my daughter, Leah, they must think I'm Wayne Dyer, because I've never been someplace where people just point. Hey, my good friend John Smith says, good morning, Will. Sit in the hospital this morning, took a bad spill in the shop. John, I am so sorry to hear that, buddy. Be very, very careful, would you please? John's a good friend of mine. We played in a band together many years ago. Good morning from Kentucky, says Linda Ann Starnes. Window says, you are unstoppable and complaint free. I am a complainiac. That's what I am, Willow. I am crazy about stopping complaining. You got this, says Kathy. Appreciate your sharing all this knowledge. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm excited about the television show. It's funny. I actually had somebody reach out to me who is a producer and worked for ABC, Disney, which is all the same company. She has produced television shows and movies for Netflix. So here's the thing. Once you set your intention and it is absolute, then be prepared, because it's going to start coming at you, and it's going to start coming at you fast. Just breathe and go. Know that the power of your intention is what has drawn it to you, and it will continue to bring you where you want to go. Hey, everybody, do me a favor. Would you please send out a prayer and a blessing to my friend John, who's at the hospital? We all want to say, John, get better soon, and we look forward to you feeling well. Great. Enjoy today, everybody, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high.